loving it here in Vegas.
Yeah, how cold was it when you came out here the other day?
It was 15 in Minnesota. I live near Eota, and it was 15 degrees.
Wow. So have you been getting a lot of moisture? I know that you, how many acres of soybeans are you farming?
We farm, my wife and I farm 650 acres, half is soybeans, half is corn, and we have that 50-50 rotation going. And we are short of moisture, but we've been getting some snows lately at night, so hopefully the snow we get will, some of that will regenerate water in the Mississippi so we can get our equipment up and down the river. And we're just hoping for enough rain this spring to keep things growing.
Well, in the meantime, you know, you have your about 5 days of downtime, Dan. You're out here at the biodiesel convention, and I know you've been working with NBB for quite a while, and you've been participating with them. Can you talk a little bit about some of the partnerships and some of the work you're doing with them?
Well, we, on the growers' side, we approve projects, and I'm co-chair of domestic marketing, and so that's why this falls under my committee. And we look at programs to enhance what we've got already on biodiesel, other uses of soybeans, and biodiesel seems to be the kind of the headliner right now, and we're doing what we can to expand the use of that.
So, you know, as both involved in the association and also a grower yourself, what are some of the things you're looking forward to in 2013? You know, what do you think some of the big things will be that will happen this year?
Well, I think the expansion of biodiesel, it's evident that it's going to expand. In this tour that we just took in Las Vegas, they're going to ramp up to 15 million, or added 15 million gallons on top of the 4 million they've been doing, so that's 19 million gallons. And likewise, a lot of plants are expanding their production, and so that's going to add value to the price of beans. In a bushel of beans at 60 pounds, there's 12 pounds of oil in there. And the oil is worth $6 on today's market. And before soybean, before biodiesel started, the price of that oil was 20 cents. So 20 cents times 12 is 240. So it's added a lot of value to the bushel of the soybeans.
But, you know, I think for people who maybe aren't familiar with the breakout of a soybean, biodiesel is just one component of what you can use soybeans for. I mean, you have, you know, what are some of the other co-products that you're making or that people are making with soybeans?
Well, the next tour we're going to here is going to be synthetic turf. They're taking plastic bottles and soy oil and making carpet. And that's just getting going. And we're big in plastics, and so is corn. Boy, right now I'm at a lack of words for all the uses, but there's just, tires, farm tires. There's going to be 9 bushels of soybeans into a tractor tire. One of the tire manufacturers is doing some new research to replace petroleum products in the tires and add soy oil in its place.
So from a production capacity, do you think we still have a good ways to go in increasing production per acre?
Well, we've had a terrific year this last year, even on where a lot of places were dried out. We had a 69 bushel average on my farm, and that's, you've never done that. But soybean growers is also working on enhancing the yield of soybeans and also enhancing the percent of oil in the soybeans. At one of the seminars, they said they can, they're doing research where they can get 2% more oil out of the soybean. So another, say 2 pounds is another dollar added to that $6, and that's going to help the market.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yes.
So for growers who aren't involved in either their local, you know, organization, grower organization, or state organization, or even at the National Biodiesel Board level, you know, do you have some words of advice for them or encouragement to get them on board?
Yeah, encouragement, yes. Advice, no. you know, these farmers, the soybean growers are volunteers. They give it their all, and they spend a lot of time away from home, and they're not paid for this. And there's just, it's opening up so many opportunities. And like the checkoff, at $14 beans, the checkoff, you're paying 7 cents to that checkoff. And every business needs to advertise their products, almost every business. And that is your, whether you belong to the growers board or not, they're using your checkoff money. And like, if we go into Congress or state governments and say, we are Minnesota soybean growers, or ASA soybean growers, national organization, they're going to want to know, well, how many people do you represent? And if you're not a member, you're not counted. And all soybean farmers want the same thing. They want a sustainable price. They want to put out a good product. And we all want the same thing. So I'd encourage them to be a member. A 3-year membership is $250, and you'll get 200 of that back right away. And in benefits of 100 gallons of diesel fuel and 100 pounds of soybean seed. Excuse me, $100 worth of soybean seed. So, you know, so that's, there's other benefits too, but you may not use them. So you get $200 back, so you get $50 for a 3-year membership. And in today's economy, that's nothing.
Yeah, especially with all the great work you've done.
Yeah, we can back up what we say, and we look at what we've done in the past. And even before I was on the Minnesota board, the stuff that they've created and the jobs they've created, it's awesome. And we're not done yet.